for the last several weeks, you have been hearing me talk about the fact that there is this incredible, incredible offer from Notre Dame Assisted Living. Now, I told you a while back that I had gone to Notre Dame Assisted Living and I had the opportunity to go in, see the multi-million dollar renovation, just absolutely gorgeous. It sits on beautiful 21 acres right on Plantation Street. But I've been telling you a little bit about this winter stay. Well, I wanted to give you some more detail on it. So we've invited Virginia Lair from Notre Dame Assisted Living to come to join us and to talk a little bit about Notre Dame Assisted Living, but particularly Virginia, and thank you for joining us and Happy New Year to you, to tell us a little bit about some of the ways in which people can really experience Notre Dame Assisted Living. Good morning.
Good morning, Hank. Thank you so much, and Happy New Year to you as well. I have to say, I so appreciate you talking about our winter stay program, because I honestly had a goal of moving in, hopefully, 4 winter stays between January and March. And Hank, I've already moved in 4 winter stays.
Oh, wonderful.
People love this idea. Assisted living is really about a lifestyle. Assisted living is to improve your quality of life. It's not because you're ill or you have medical issues. It's more about enjoying and expanding in your golden years and having this ability to be in a property with peers, with 80 people, your age, your generation, and then to have all kinds of fun things planned, like activities and meals and a lot of social activities to kind of, especially in winter, pull you out of the winter doldrums.
Exactly. And it really does sound marvelous. We've had more than one texter who says, hey, I'm 40 years old, and maybe I don't need assisted living, but do you think that they would let me come to Notre Dame and stay there? And let's talk a little bit about that, because I know that the folks who wrote that, you know, they were thinking tongue-in-cheek, but they're also now thinking, obviously, about their mom and dad. But sometimes mom and dad, when you mention something like this, although, you know, people think that it's marvelous, you know, they worry. Oh. I think, are they giving up some independence if they move to Notre Dame Assisted Living?
You are so correct, Hank. That is a perception that we are constantly telling people. You're actually gaining more independence. Being at home on your own, sometimes you have to rely on others to shop for you, help you, housekeeping. Here, you come, you enjoy your life, and you come and go as you please. We have a van that takes people out shopping, takes them to events. We're going to the Worcester Historical Museum this month. We're going out to lunch at Jimmy's next week. We have a lot going on, and you can come and go as you please. You have a private apartment. This apartment has a key. You do not have to come out of your apartment, go anywhere you don't want to go, but at the same time, you can really enjoy the opportunity to meet new people.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, that social aspect, we hear about that all the time. As we get older, and if our circle of friends begins to get smaller, we just don't get out of the house as much, that can really have a negative effect on us. So to make sure that everybody is able to still have that circle of friends or meet new people or just have that interaction is vitally important.
It is. We really found that out during the pandemic when people are isolated. Cognitive decline increased, depression increased. It's just not good. And the stimulation from just being around others and actually having fun is such an important part of life. And I'll tell you, I do have adult children that come through with their moms and dads, and they say the same thing. When can I move in? I think the perception in the past has been that assisted living is more like a nursing home. It's not at all. It is just like living in an apartment building, or sometimes I say like a dorm, with your own private apartment, but with people your own age, with the same interests and delicious meals. And I have to say, we just finished the holidays, and they were so much fun here. We had choirs coming in. We had multiple parties. And just as a side note, we had over 20 Christmas trees in our building. We love Christmas.
Oh, I love that. That is absolutely fantastic. I will say also, in my, you know, just my own life, you know, the fact that it looks as if we're probably going to get more rain than snow this weekend. I'm at a point where I'm okay with that. But listen, you know, had we gotten this rain event this Friday into Saturday and it had been snow, oh my gosh. I mean, I think there comes a time when enough is enough. You know, do I still want to go out there with my shovel or my snowblower and, you know, take care of the driveway or dig out the car? It gets harder, you know, every winter.
Absolutely. And here, everything is taken care of for you. Not to mention the heating costs have really gone up. Here, it's all included. Cables all included. But we do also have a garage where you can park your cars if you do bring your car here. And you don't have to worry about brushing it off. And like I said, we are out there as soon as we see the first snowflake, salting, sanding, shoveling. So never have to worry about that.
You know, I told you this the first time that we met. I had driven by and had always kind of meant to take this turn and go in and just see what it looked like. It's 21 acres on Plantation mm-hmm. Street. It's absolutely gorgeous. For those who haven't seen, or this may be one of the first times that they're really hearing about Notre Dame Assisted Living, tell us a little bit about it, the philosophy, what they will see when they go walking in.
Oh, yes, yes. First of all, I just have to make a note. When I pulled in this morning, there are 25 turkeys waiting for me at the beginning of the driveway. We do have a very long driveway that you go down. They enjoy their life here, obviously. They're very protected. We also have two bald eagles. We also have quite a number of deer when you come down our driveway for 21 acres, which we enjoy. We enjoy sharing that with nature. We do have a four-story, beautiful building. It's 155,000 square feet, and that building was finished in 1904. It was a retreat and relaxation center for the Sisters of Notre Dame, who were all over the world filling their mission of education and helping the poor. In 1990, you know, as numbers were dwindling, as the building needed some rehabilitation, they went ahead and allowed Notre Dame Healthcare to be organized as a nonprofit, and we now run the assisted living as well as a skilled nursing, a hospice, and a palliative program here on the 21 acres. And now by doing that, we've been able to renovate, as you mentioned earlier, bring everything up to beautiful modern specifications, right down to the carpeting, to the lighting, to everything. And at the same time, we've maintained some of that beautiful woodwork and stained glass that was here originally in the early 1900s.
That is marvelous. You said that you had kind of reached your own personal goal to get four folks in for the winter stay. Are people still able to take advantage of this program, though?
100%. I'm so glad you asked that, Hank. I've actually gone back out and ordered a whole bunch more furniture. It's actually a super fun part of my position. We have apartments, and I get to do the interior design, brand new furniture, brand new wall hangings, everything. So you can move right in for the 3 months, feel like you're at home. Of course, I always tell people to bring their favorite things from home to personalize it. But yes, we are going to go ahead, because this has been so popular, to open up some more apartments for this winter stay. And again, it's to get people, you know, to enjoy the winter as well as to learn about the lifestyle here at Notre Dame Assisted Living.
Very good. How do we contact you? How do people take advantage of the winter stay?
Thank you so much for asking. So you can call 508-852-5800 and ask for Virginia. I'm one of the only Virginias, so you don't need to know my last name. And also, you can go to our website, which is www.notredamehealthcare.org. It's a .org because we're a nonprofit. And I do have to tell you, on our website, we have a lot of resources. We have guides on there about funding senior housing. We have family decision toolkits. We have all kinds of articles about what to look for and how to help mom or dad make this decision. So please, if you have a chance, go to www.notredamehealthcare.org.
Very, very good. Virginia, thank you so much for being here with us this morning, bringing everybody up to date on this. It's absolutely tremendous. Congratulations on the Winter State promotion. Congratulations on the multi-million dollar renovation. I mean, just looks absolutely fantastic.
Thank you so much, Hank, and thank you to your loyal listeners.